Yo, this Posey, the Bobby Brown of Black Compass, man. Y'all want to hear some real shit, real nigga shit? Because that's all we do is real nigga shit, man. Pull up, man. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Black Compass, man. Shanifa, holla at me, too. Shout out to my homegirl, Shanifa, man. She just dropped off some waters. Shout out to my homegirl. Leave that in there, too, Dre. Shout out to Shanifa, man. Black Compass, Posey.
Yo, Black Compass Media. This is a urgent show, emergency show. The bar god is here. He just went fucking crazy with Mac Byron. What's up, Danny?
Yo, what's popping, man? What's popping?
What's going on, man? What is going on, brother?
Man, listen. Motherfucking street. The streets on fire, man.
Hey, man. I don't know what. Listen, man. I don't know what got into you and Mac Byron. I don't know what kind of Wheaties y'all niggas was eating. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, bro. What the hell happened on Body Bag Battle League, bro? Please, like, y'all was going crazy.
Duh, listen, man. I knew we was going to have a fire battle, man. I didn't know it was going to turn out like that, though. Good. When they set it up, they was like, look, man, this for Tink, man. We trying to throw an event for Tink, you know what I mean? Free Tink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want you and Mac Myron. And I had watched him versus Real Deal. I'm like, God damn, he just dogged my nigga Real. Like, he dogged him. Then I seen him dog Jeffrey. He dogged Jeffrey. I'm talking about, like, he's just whooping niggas, like, left and right. Then him and Reaper had a good-ass battle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, this, you know, Mac Myron, his name ain't, you know, at least at that point, his name wasn't, like, buzzing like that. Niggas knew of him. If he was in the know, you was in the know, but... You know, if you really knew what he was capable of, you knew Mac Myron wasn't no joke. And so I went into the battle like, I can't treat him like, oh, this is just Mac Myron. Let me just go in and switch some bar. Like, right. I was like, you know what? Let me get back into my punchline bag to show niggas I still can punch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I left that alone and let Nitty take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I can do other shit other than punch. So I'm not like a pure puncher because I do other stuff. But I knew for this battle, I'm going to get back to the punchline, Danny, and remind niggas that I can still bar it out with the best of them.
With the best of
them. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Bro, I listen, man. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I just watched it this morning.
Oh, shit. Good looking, man.
I just seen it this morning. That's why I said, yo, let me call you immediately. what is going on, man? Yo, y'all was wildin', man. That might be the best. Ah, yeah. Yeah, it's up there. Best battle of the year. It's in there. It's in there for sure.
Hey, it's up there with Bill Collector and Hitman.
Yeah.
It's up there with, let me see. I heard Chest and Geeky was crazy. So it's definitely up there. It's in the top three for sure. It's not the best one currently.
Man.
I think it's the best battle on available, like, today. The best one available today. No. So it's like, all right, I wanted, and listen, that happened the same day as Resolution.
That's what I, so that, like, that's why, because I remember seeing a picture of y'all in
yeah, it wasn't heavily promoted. Yeah, it was like
same day. Yeah,
same day. And it was kind of, I told Bill, and they're like, why would y'all throw this shit on the same day as Resolution, man? Like, that, you know what I'm saying? All the attention is on Cassidy.
That battle is better than any of those Resolution battles. It is. It is.
Yes. Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah. I think so. I'm going to tell you why. So, Nitty and T-Top wind up being the best battle on Resolution, right?
Yep.
And it was dope. I think that one was more like bars versus angles.
Yeah.
And I think Bill Collector and Hitman was kind of like angles, personals, jokes. They kind of have a little bit of everything in their battle. But I think me and Mac, it wasn't really no angle, nothing. It was just straight bars for six rounds, bar fest. No let up. Entertainment, rebuttals, all that shit. So I think that's why me and Mac stand above the rest of them battles, because it was like, niggas ain't really got no angles in none of this shit. Niggas just rapping. It was an old school rap battle. That's what I think. That's what why, like you know, Pat Stay hit me up, Jerry West. You know what I'm saying? Like all the Mike P, it's getting respected by the battler, like Disaster. Everybody hitting me up about the battle. I didn't know it was gonna have a culture like this one. That this what this what the culture need. We need these type of battles in battle rap. Mm-hmm. Everything don't gotta be superstar shit, big stage, super all this heavy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just need good old fashioned dope rappers. Mm-hmm. Put dope rappers together and you get good results. And I'm, you know, I think we just proved that once again.
Man, I did not expect this. I mean, I knew y'all both was dope. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying Mac Myron, you know what I'm saying? He deserved way bigger looks than what he been getting and all that. Mac Myron been dope for a long time. But I wasn't expecting it to be this explosive. I'm being real with you. I was not expecting
that. That nigga said, you paid your way. He said, you paid your way. You got a lot of stamps. I had to bubble through the ups and downs like a lava lamp. Oh, fuck. God damn, that shit was fire.
Yo, when you standing in front of somebody that's consistently, like, delivering the material to you, like, at a
right. It's like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I would say it's two sides. One of part of me is like, fuck, this nigga is dogging me. Mm. And the other part is, I'm glad he's doing this because we get a good battle. Because if he's saying a bunch of whack shit, that like I'm not happy with my opponent saying some whack shit. Because then I know I'm about to smoke him, and now nobody cares. Mm-hmm. See, like, that's why I be telling niggas, sometimes a classic or debatable is always better than you just body bagging somebody.
Smoking a nigga boots.
Even though that's the goal is to body bag your man. But if you do that and your man choking your man whack, it don't have a replay value to it. Right. It's just like another battle that just comes and goes.
Yeah.
So that's when true. Both that's niggas true. Is trying to kill each other, mm-hmm. and now the streets can debate, oh, Mac won, Danny won. Now it's just like, all right, this is what the culture needs. We need good ass battles. So part of me was like, this nigga won't stop.
Bro.
Like, when will it fucking torture end? You know what I'm saying? And then the other part was like, man, this nigga's wilding, but I need him to wild like this because I know I'm about to wild out too.
Yeah, like,
so it's a weird feeling.
It's like after each round, I was looking at the other nigga like, yo, I don't know like what you could do. Like,
what you gonna do?
Yeah, like, it was really one of those. I ain't seen one of those in a while. Like, man, I don't know what you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. That means a lot for real. That it do, man. It's like,
you know what it reminded me of, man? It reminded me of when I first watched Av Nitty and Av went, and I said, right. Nitty, I don't know what you gonna do. And then Nitty,
I don't
went,
know what you gonna do,
like,
nigga.
I was like, Av, I know you don't have nothing left. Like, I know you don't, like, and it just kept going, bro. It just kept going, man. It was crazy.
I told nigga, I said, yo, me and Mac Myron's like the new Av and Nitty. You know what I'm saying? Like, we the current day, like, back and forth. And I've been putting on good, like, me and Quantum Physics was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Me and Bankhead was crazy. Me and Trez, fire on Volume 4. Me and Stack Almighty. Me and Mac Myron, like, I'm really telling niggas I'm on a Champion of the Year run. And, you know, I got the Ben Legacy shit next week, Disaster next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. I'm working.
Yeah, Danny versus Diz. Yeah, it's that time. It's that time.
Yeah. Danny. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's time, man.
To really play ball. Lace up, nigga. You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
Listen, Disaster ain't never stood in front of no shit like this. Like,
listen,
ever.
Listen, man. Shout out to Geechee. Shout out to Rum. I like what y'all bring into the game is great for the West. Is great for the culture.
Right.
Danny and this is that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the OG, for the guys that put mm-hmm. the groundwork for y'all to do what y'all doing, this is that right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this mean a lot.
Yeah,
this
and mean a lot. I've always respected Diz on the level of this is a world superstar. Like, niggas know Disaster literally all over the world.
People
he's
hate
battled when, all over the world.
People hate when I say it, but, like, it's just the truth, bro. New York got Lux and Mook. Diz
yep.
is that. For the West, like, whether you like
he definitely
not,
is.
He's that. So, like, and
he is.
You are. This is a big fucking battle, man. This is big, bro. This is big. I can't.
And I know he's coming. I know he's coming to really like show levels of mastery. He's trying to really take my head off, embarrass me, clown me, rebuttal, freestyle. He's trying to do all that shit. And I always tell these niggas, right idea, wrong nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, you can do all that shit to a nigga. It's just like how you just said, like, Mac Myron did all that shit. And it's like, now what the fuck can Danny do? Mm-hmm. So, despite how crazy things gonna go, I'm gonna have an answer to it. And then the only result we can get is a classic. Yeah, I got an answer to it. In fact, he needs an answer to what I'm coming with. Mm-hmm. I'm not on defense, nigga. I'm on offense. Like, that's how I look at this shit. I'm not playing defense, nigga. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Because, right. Like, everything, this is about Diz's return. Oh, Diz ain't been on King of the Dots. They had a fallout. You know, this is disasters. So it's like the disaster show featuring Danny Myers. That's how this battle is really feeling. It's disaster featuring Danny Myers. But I'm coming to show niggas, hey, I'm one of them niggas too. Mm-hmm. If disaster's a gold legend, all that shit, I'm the same shit. Don't look at me as the underdog nigga. Like, I really been in the trenches. I'm older than disaster. I was rapping before he was. So you know, this ain't nothing to me. It's regular day in the fucking office for me. Watch.
Man, you got it. Because you know, now, okay, even you brought up the Chef Trez battle earlier. Now, you know people say, now, that's a debatable battle. But
this, oh, that's what, good. That's good. But hey, I'll tell you what.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say this. As debatable as me and Trez is a fire battle.
Fire battle.
That's like the ultimate payoff is at the end of the day is that niggas is getting quality work out of me. Mm-hmm. It ain't like, you know,
the people's gripe is the Danny Myers that we got versus Mac Myron, the Danny we get versus St. Mike, the Danny we get versus Quantum Physics. They feel like we don't get that Danny in the big battles. You know what I'm saying? The big ones. So you need that's what they say though.
Right. Okay. So, me and Disaster is a huge battle. That's a huge and this battle. Is probably going to be the best Danny ever. So, like, this is going to be one of the best Dannys ever in a big, huge battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Trez, I actually, like, to keep it real, I showed him, like, I said some shit that to him that niggas ain't never said. Like, I really talked to him. I really showed him levels of rapping, barring, and all that shit. So, and he did good. He held up against it. So it wasn't like, all right, you know, Danny was whack. Like but honestly, I did hold back certain shit that I could have said, but I held it back out of respect for him, his family, and you know, so I did hold back in that battle. I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna treat this nigga like he an enemy.
Right.
That's what niggas wanted to see. But I'm a man first before I'm a battle rapper, so I ain't finna, like, disrespect my look. And I've been, like, mentoring him since he got in the game.
Right.
You know, as a teenager. So, it really was a big bro versus little bro fight. So, it wasn't, niggas didn't get, like, the killer, Danny. It was more of a rap. Like, come on, little bro, let me show you I can rap better than you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you some shit. Let me see what you got. And then that's what it was. It wasn't that type of battle for me. And if niggas got it debatable, then that's cool. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I thought round for round, we was the second best battle on Volume 4 after Geechee and Arsenal. Because you didn't get a whole third round from Twerk. Right. Clean Paper didn't come with no crazy shit for T-Top. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the other battles on the card was cool. With me and Trez, nigga, like, we was fired, nigga. Like, our shit was fired. Like, his first round was crazy. My second round was crazy. And then we both kind of had, like, an eye third. So, you know, overall, it was, like, a fire-ass battle. But as far as, like, this Mac Myron shit, it's just a reminder that Danny still can punch, you know, even at this age, at 39, I'm still, like, one of the nicest niggas with these bars. Like, you can't have the name Bar God and not be out here proving it and having some evidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving evidence for 6 years straight. I barred it out with the most lyrical niggas on the planet, and I never died. I have not died. I haven't got 30. I haven't choked. So I'm showing niggas, like, when I say I'm a GOAT, I'm most consistent.
You haven't choked. 6 straight years, you haven't choked.
6 years, no chokes, man. I had little stumbles and shit here and there, but never where I was like, time. Fuck it. Time. Like, I never choked. Never. I've had stumbles and shit, but, you know, that's just like human nature. Like, niggas is going to stumble and shit, but, you know, as far as like a full-on choke, I never choked. Not one time. Niggas can't show me where I choke. Like, I never did. I battled the titans of writing, though. I battled the Chillas and the JCs and the Rum Nitties and the B-Dots, the Quantum Physics, the St. Mike's, the XLs, Mr. Mills, Joan Eyes, Young Cannons, Danger Zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've battled the Burbs, nigga, Cortez. I've battled all the writers. The only niggas I ain't battled was Lux, Oed, Illmac, and Iron. And I actually got, like, I'm in works with 3 of those battles right now. So once I get those out the way, the last one will be Lux. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to take on Iron, Illmac, and O-Red. After that, now it's like, go get Lux, because that's the last writer on the planet.
Nah, it's one I got to see you get before Lux. It's one I need. I need to see this. It's 2, actually, but one I really need to see. You duck me on traffic 3 and still running, smack turning up these volumes, yet I don't hear nothing.
Yeah. You a cottage boy, nigga. You don't talk no llama. I'll kidnap your daughter. To get her back, you gotta fuck your mama, you motherfucker.
Hey, Briz Rusty, you gonna have to come outside.
Listen, that ain't on me, but I wouldn't put him in the writer's category.
Just the battle, like, in general, I gotta see.
Just as far as the battle, I'm with it. I've been ready. My 3 rounds is sitting in front of me. I got my 3 rounds ready for Briz right now. Like, I'm ready.
Danny, he been smoking.
Check this out. And I'm not taking none away from Briz because he's been doing his job. His job is getting there to smoke niggas. And he's smoking niggas. But the niggas he's smoking ain't capable of fighting back the way I know how to fight back. All these niggas look different when they get in front of me. Like, they be killing niggas, doing all this shit. But then when they in front of me, it's like they can't kill me. Like, I seen Chilla send Prep Soul at the Gramercy. Then right after that, Chilla battled me. And then what happened? Niggas like, oh, shit. You know, Danny might have 30 Chilla, bro. You know, I thought it was a clear win. You know, Danger Zone. He sent, he made a lot of Zay throw the towel on Black Ice Cartel. Mm-hmm. Then Danger Zone next battle, he come to LA in traffic. What happened? He can't kill me. It's a classic. That's why. So my thing is, when these niggas do all that shit to them niggas, I keep telling them, I'm not no regular battle rapper, bro. I'm like really one of the definitions of battle rap. It's not, you can't kill me easily. You're not going to beat me easy. Ain't nothing clear. If I'm not losing, then, you know, niggas can't say I'm not out here winning.
Right. Facts.
That's how I look at it. Like, you can't show me where I clearly lost. So who says I didn't win?
But so just as a whole, this Diz battle. First though, what does this Diz battle mean to you? Like, what
does it mean for you? Okay, well, all right. It was a battle. First of all, it was a battle I never really wanted. I never, like, thought about me and Diz battling because I felt like, all right, we both trying to, like, do this shit for the West. Like, we both trying to do this for the West. Like, let's get this shit popping. You know what I mean? He was holding it down before I came on the scene. Then I got on the scene and started holding it down. So now it's like, what does it mean? First of all, I think it'll be my first million view battle. First of all, you know, me and Kayshawn, we got like 800,000. We ain't that long away from my first ever million. But I think this disaster battle will get me my first million because this come with a million views damn near just by itself.
Yeah.
just by itself, he probably gets you a million. If he's good, like if he's good, he'll get a million views. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like that's the caliber. He's up there with the Hollows and the Mooks Lux. Like he's up there with them. So, and you know, with me and him going back and forth in a crazy battle, it'll have to get a million. So that's the first thing that I look at. Okay, this is my first million view battle. Now it's one of my battles. So I can use this battle as a bargaining chip for my champion of the year run. Because what niggas will try to do is say, oh, yeah, Danny, you battle Crown Physics, you battle Mac Myron. Yeah, you haven't fired battles, but you ain't battled no names. So how you going to be champion of the year?
Right.
So when I say, well, goddamn, I battled Disaster. Like, he's one of the biggest names in the – so that just eliminates all that I haven't battled nobody shit.
Yeah.
So that's off. That's one of the things that this battle is going to help me with in my champion of the year run, so they can't use that against me. You know, he's one of the biggest niggas in the history of battle rap. So it doesn't really get no bigger than Disaster. Mm. And the fact that it's a three, because it was just a one-round battle on Shots Fired. We were supposed to do it in San Diego. And it got changed to a three-round battle on King of the Dot. So now it actually counts. So can't nobody say, oh, well, that this battle don't count. Like, this is his fucking return. Mm-hmm. It's my return, too. Like, I haven't battled King of the Dot in, like, 3 years, like, since Jonai.
Right.
That was my last battle on King of the Dot, was Massacre, like, Jonai battle. Mm. So, this is my return, too. And what it says is, like, all right, this is West Coast supremacy.
Facts.
Oh, man, see, honestly, look, bro, check this out. I don't really care about the title of King of the West, because, like, DT out here, the younger dudes, Rum Nitty, they are really putting on. And we got guys coming up under them, you know what I'm saying? Saint, Next, Grizz, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas that's trying to get their names up, too. So I feel like I did my job as far as what I wanted to do with my career. I didn't want to just make a name for Danny Myers. I also wanted to say, hey, the West Coast has bars.
Yeah,
we are good at rapping also. It ain't just grind Snoop time. And Dre over here.
And it's not just grind time.
Yeah, and grind time shit. So I feel like I did my job. So I don't really care who's the king of the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, Geechee got the belt. You know, Geechee holding the belt right now. He's still putting on great battle. He got Surf coming up. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal battle finna drop. Him and Chess finna drop. Geechee's like that nigga trying to make a repeat. You feel me? Like, especially if he beats Surf. So the West is in good hands as far as like, and then Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty is like worldwide respected for his pen. Like his bars is like, a lot of niggas got him as the best puncher in the world,
bro.
He's
the best puncher in the world right now, man. And niggas ain't punching like Nitty right now, man. This shit different.
Yeah, bro, like, you know, me and Nitty would have always been fighting for that one and two spot if I would have just kept, like, punching. Like, if I would have just kept punching.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, if I would have just said, let me just keep. But see, when I was just punching, niggas would criticize me. Like, oh, that's all you know how to do. You don't, you're just one-dimensional. And I'm like, bar god don't mean punchline god. Bar god means the god of all bars. So I showed niggas I can angle it out with niggas like Swave and Pat Stay and Charlie Clips and D&A. I can do angles. I can do personals. I can do the jokes. I can rebuttal. Mm-hmm. I can do it all. So I let Nitty have the punch shit. I left it alone. So you know, that's yours. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about in terms of, like, best pen in battle rap. I'm trying to show niggas, like, I'm the best pen. You got Lux. You got Solomon. JC, you got other niggas that's up there in that upper echelon. But what I'm saying is, in terms of output, in terms of how many battles and how consistent, like, Lux only got, like 11 battles, 12, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, really, I'm talking about in total. Like, the nigga only got, I don't know if he's got 15, 20 battles in total. We're not counting 106 and Park shit. But if you want to count those two, he might be like at 16, 18 battles total. I did that like last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I'm trying to be the best writer in the world.
Right.
Like, fuck all that other shit. I'm trying to be the best writer in the world as far as King of the West Coast shit. I don't want the title of the king. I don't want it. I just want the West to be the king of battle rap.
Right.
I just want the West to be the king of battle rap. Now, who the best nigga on the West? You can't really say because it's so many different fans that like different things.
And it, yeah.
So if you got the punchers,
It's hard to say because everybody does something different. You know what I mean? So for like somebody who's more into like that rebuttally, you know, more backpacker kind of flow thing, they might have a Illmac or a Diz.
We got diversity. Yeah, Diz, Pass, Illmac, Thesaurus.
Even on the writing side, some people still gonna be like, man, Daylight, the coldest writer out, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, Daylight, Quantum Physics.
Exactly. So it's a lot of dope talent. So it's always gonna be a debate.
Yeah. So as far as the King shit, I don't really care about that shit. Like, Disaster. Check this out. I'm gonna talk some shit too. So even though he's traveled all over the world and Switzerland and Germany and all these places he's been, name me one of the niggas he battled. Just off the top of your head.
Good point.
Name, what's one of the names of the niggas? Name me some bars from that battle.
This is what I'm saying, bro.
Like,
a lot of views is not like great material.
That's what I'm saying, my nigga. Like, that shit don't mean nothing over here, bro. Like, I respect that you're going over there and battling these guys and you're getting that experience or whatever, and you're bringing battle rap to different parts of the world and bringing awareness to what's going on over here. But we don't know them niggas. We don't watch them battles. I can't tell you one bar from one of those battles. I literally can't. If I had to save my kid's life right now, I could not even save my child's life. If they said, Danny Myers, we got a gun in your kid's head, name me two bars from one of Disaster's overseas battles from either opponent. I cannot tell you, bro. Mm. That's what I'm saying. That shit, what you doing, and you try to use that as an accolade or whatever, okay, that's cool, my nigga, but, dog, that shit don't mean shit. Niggas ain't talking about Disaster's bars. When niggas talk about Disaster, It's certain historic moments that come up that you can't never forget, like him versus DNA, mm-hmm. maybe him and Sway, him and Cannabis, maybe, I don't know, even the Cassidy shit, niggas wasn't even, like, man, niggas weren't fucking with that battle, bro, like, niggas weren't fucking with Disaster and Cassidy, niggas like, ah, shit, bro, like, both of these niggas lost, both of them trash, they just lost to Cassidy. You know what I mean? Like, him and Official on King of the Dot. Like, okay, that was cool. Could have been better. Disaster not putting me in, like, Battle of the Year candidates like I'm doing every year. I'm talking about I do it every year since I got in the game. Battle of the Year. I've had a battle that was in top 10 of that year since 2013. Mm. Since 2013 all the way to 2019, I have a Battle of the Year candidate every year. Diz can't say that. Diz cannot say that. So I don't be fearful of these niggas,
right? Because
they not out here doing what I'm doing.
And you been outside in the field. You done seen it all for real, for real.
I done seen it all, bro. Like it ain't nothing you gonna show. Like, you're not gonna intimidate me. You're not gonna multi-syllable me to death. You're not gonna joke me to death. You could do all that shit, make it dope on your end. But then when it's my turn to rap, now you gotta hear some shit you never stood in front of in your life. All the battles that he's done, they're null and void right now, because none of that is going to prepare him for this. He hasn't stood in front of real bars. A nigga that has genius angles. Like, the shit that I have for him is like genius level, bro. Listen, for the few niggas that heard this Disaster shit, all they saying is, bro, like, dog, that's the best shit I ever heard in battle rap. Not just, they not saying, This is the best shit I ever heard from Danny.
Don't let it be yes men, though. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Make sure it's niggas.
Nah, these is respected niggas, bro. These is respected bar spitters.
Okay.
These is respected niggas, bro. Like, I ain't gonna say their names, but these is niggas that and a lot of them I don't even like kicking with. Like, I don't even kick with these niggas. Mm. Niggas told me this the best shit I ever heard in battle rap. Like, I never, like, fuck the best Danny. This ain't the best version of Danny. This is just the best rapping I've ever heard ever in the history of battle rap.
Oh, shit.
And I said it like, damn, all right, I want to take it up I'm gonna turn it up a notch. Let's turn the lyricism up. You think you can rap? Fuck getting here and doing all these Arabian jokes. Oh, you're you know what I'm saying? Lebanon, Arabic.
Whatever, man.
I don't gotta do three fucking rounds of that. I don't have to do all that shit. He's gonna get some of that. Don't get it twisted. He's gonna get some of that. But in terms of can you rap for real? Can you bar it out with a nigga? Like, where's the real rapping power at with you, Disaster? We finna put it to the test right now. What I'm gonna do with this is gonna be a warning to everybody else that try to come after me, bro. Like, you niggas can't write better than me. None of them. That's how I feel, bro. I feel like can't nobody outwrite me.
Damn.
It ain't. To this day, niggas is not outwriting me at all. It's not happening. You know what niggas will do? They'll say, "Oh, Danny, but you said that, but you battle schemes." And guess what? Them same niggas that do that, they don't never quote none of the bars from the Steam battle. They don't do the side-by-side comparison. Oh, you lost to Glueezy. Wait a minute. You telling me that Glueezy's who watching them bar, which was my bar? Is that what you're saying? Now when we further go into them rounds and look at what I was saying versus what he was saying, this shit don't never even be close, bro.
It don't add up.
It don't even be close. It's not close. So I'm not going to get outwritten by nobody. You can go get Lux. You can go get Iron Solomon. Go get Disaster. Watch what happens to these niggas. Because I write differently per opponent. Like, if you notice, when I battle B-Dot, like, I show niggas the level of depth I can go to. Oh, we on some social conscious shit now. Okay. We on some socioeconomic shit. We on some black power shit now. All right, I can do that. I battle Mac Myron. Oh, you want to punch? All right. Niggas forgot I could punch. Let me punch it out with this nigga for three rounds.
All right. There's another guy that he stepped into the parallel universe the same day you battled Mac Myron. Cassidy,
right.
I know you heard the Cass parallel universe bar.
Now he called me, he called me and spit it. He called me and spit it to me before he got on stage. Like, I don't know if he just wanted me to hear it or if he wanted to see if I was going to be mad or if I was going to approve of it. I thought it was dope.
I thought
it was dope. And actually, I was honored. I was like, I'm honored to keep it real. Because niggas was texting me and tweeting me like, this nigga's Cassidy just stole Danny. No, he didn't steal it, bro. It was like more of like paying homage.
Right.
Because you can't steal something that is that well known. Like, everybody in the world know what parallel universe, like, you can only associate that with one dude on the planet.
Right.
So it wasn't like he was trying to just sneak it and make it like it was his. He just did his own version of it, which was paying homage to me, and I thought it was dope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was actually honored that, Cassidy did that. Like, Cassidy up there spitting my shit.
Right.
That lets you know, like, niggas respect me on a level where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Crooked Eye, Royce 5'9", all these niggas hit me up like, nigga, you are a fucking elite level.
Right.
And these is niggas that's in the industry. These is niggas who are known for their pen. Like, Royce is one of the greatest lyricists we ever seen. Crooked Eye, same shit. These niggas hit me up like, Danny, you keep doing your shit, bro. We fuck with you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
Sauce Money. Sauce Money, My Zom, fucking goddamn everybody. Niggas hitting me up, bro. Industry niggas.
So do you feel... Let's just keep it real. Because you was, even before, this whole 5001 and those shit was really irritating you. You feel like everything you was saying prior to his battle with Goods played to be true? Like,
Yeah. As far as like the 5000 and shit, like, my nigga, like I said, ain't none of us battled no 5000 niggas. That's first of all, none of us. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, niggas, like, we haven't even battled, like, more than, even the old vets like me, Marv 1, these, like, we probably ain't battled no 200 niggas, dog, 300 niggas in our whole life. No human has done it. It hasn't happened. So So we talk about 5,000. I know it's just a promotional thing, bro. It's really just a promotional tool. Because if that's the case, I can just say, well, shit, I'm 7,000 and oh, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I could just make up a number where we don't have proof of no visual video that you battle this many niggas. You can just say that.
Yeah.
We all can say that. Regs, Moot, Lux, Goods. We all can say, well, before the cameras was on, nigga, I was in the street battling block to block, and I battled like 7,000 niggas. Like, nobody's done that, bro. Listen, like, stop the bullshit.
Right.
Stop the bullshit. Furthermore, Cassidy's bars were not better than Rum Nitty's, which I had predicted. If y'all listen to any of the interviews I did, I was like, he not going to say nothing colder than Rum Nitty on that same car, bro. He didn't. I will give Cassidy his props because he is a true battle rapper. He got up there. He said his shit. Niggas is actually debating. He won. I don't. On my first, I only seen it one time. I actually had Goods winning.
Hey, man. Danny, I'm Chicken Gang, man. Cass 2-1, Chicken Gang, man.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let me say this. If I go up there and rap the same type of shit versus Goods, niggas will say I got smoked.
Facts.
Like, the reason why I say Goods won is because I think Goods out battled him. And he was kind of more direct, more like talking to Cassidy. And Cassidy was just showing that I could rap better than you.
Yeah.
And I think they both kind of proved their points.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like I necessarily, like, going into this, man, you know, following this for a long time, I had no there was no, like, I wanted Cassidy to do good and win just because I feel like for entertainment purposes, Cassidy is great for battle rap. So I wanted him to do great. I wanted him to excel.
Absolutely.
I wanted him to win. Now, but me knowing the knowledge and how this thing worked, I didn't think he could actually win, but I wanted him to. And partly because, like I said, with Goods, I mean, I just don't think. I think for somebody to come back, like a J Mills coming back versus Kayshawn, I feel like that's not something you do. Like,
right.
Cassidy coming back versus a Danny or something, that's not something you do. I feel like coming back against Goods, who's not going to overwhelm you with a crazy tempo, crazy punches, crazy writing, I felt like this is the best way to ease back into it. Somebody who's not just going to overwhelm you. You know what I mean? And I felt like that was true. I felt like Goods was, he was good. He was okay. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah. So I even though, you know, most people, I think, feel like Goods won, I still feel like the same way that if you're going to come back, I feel like he was the one to come back against because he's not going to overwhelm you material wise. You know what I mean? I feel like if Cassidy just, where he went wrong, it wasn't the writing. It was the fact he never mixed up his speeds and tempo. He never, you know what I mean? He rapped the same slow flow for three straight rounds.
Yep.
You can't do that on a big stage today. That's where
gets
he went
repetitive,
wrong.
Gets repetitive.
Exactly.
Yep. I thought he rapped better than Goods. Like, I think he had bars especially his first round. Like, his first was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I could push a melanin now. And that fake icy rocket ain't going to make the swelling go down. Like, all that shit was, like, the timing of it. He knows how to rap, bro. Like, that's one thing about him. But I also knew that in terms of punchlines, you're not, like, the way he was promoting, like, I said it. Nigga, you better say some shit me and Rum Nitty cannot come up with, bro. And not one time did I hear something that me and Rum Nitty couldn't have thought of.
No,
so
he didn't have nothing on a Rum Nitty.
And
your
that's
type
why
level.
And that's where I was at with it. So when niggas was like, "Oh, Danny, you a Cassidy hater, you hate Cassidy," I'm like, "No, I don't hate Cassidy. I'm just saying in terms of the writing, I'm not as impressed. Like even when it wasn't even battle rap involved, when it was just the industry punchers. Like I feel like Fabulous Punches was a little more slicker than Cassidy. Jada Kisses kind of was like more street oriented, but as far as like just straight bars and clever witty shit, yeah, Cassidy was putting out a lot of dope ass verses, mixtapes, feature verses, his own music. Cassidy was always about bars, and that's what I always respected about him I still never thought he was the best nigga with the bars.
And now, do you think...
You know, he got to battle another puncher. He got to battle a puncher, bro, to be really solidified.
But I'm glad he didn't do that right away. Because you put Cassidy in front of a run idiot, somebody right away. He, you know what I mean? And I'm real enough to know that.
It's going to take these niggas a few battles to get acclimated to today's style of battle rapping. Like, it's going to take you. You ain't finna just jump in there and do it. Hey, shout out to King Los, because Los went in there and he beat Head Ice.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
Head and not, this isn't a disrespect to them. It's just styles make fights. Head Ice is a great battler, but in terms of he's not going to overwhelm you with he don't have a rapid K-Shine flow where even
that's
if he
why
said,
I hated the battle in the first place.
Exactly.
I was like, why is it this?
But if you gonna jump in, and you haven't done this, that's the type of battler you need to jump in with to get your feet wet. You don't jump in with a Briz Rosti. You don't jump in with an Av. You don't do that.
You don't just jump in with Nitty.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You don't just jump in and battle Danny Myers your first comeback. Like, no, bro.
Exactly.
It's not gonna work out for you the way you thinking, bro. Like, this is a different day. And even check this out. All right, so two quick points. All right, I never seen Cassidy battle another punchliner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see him battle. So he got a lot of props for beating Freeway. I always say, hey, I really kind of don't give it that much credit because Freeway was kind of more of a song-oriented guy.
Facts.
And that probably came off as a battle rapper, gave you the persona of a battle rapper, but he don't spit battle rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a battle rapper. Fuck what y'all was talking about back then, and y'all picked him because he was the battle guy of the crew. I would rather him battle Beanie Siegel, if anybody. So then he turns around, battle Disaster. That's another non-punchline style rapper. Now you battle Goods, another non-punchline rapper. So, I just want to see him in there one time with just like, even if you go get Briggs Belvedere or you get Big K or somebody that's just punching with him. You know, I don't want to see Cassidy versus Shotgun Shook because I think that's what they were talking about. I don't personally want to see that because it doesn't really test Cassidy's, like, pin game.
Mm-hmm.
Shook's going to go in there, bump him, dunk on him, pocket tab.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
want to
see that.
What you know about. It's not, you know, it's a style clash that don't, let's match these niggas up with like-minded writers.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do against somebody that has similar skill set to you. Like, not right now, definitely not him in no Nitty, but at least him in, I don't know, who's a puncher, Cassidy, that he could battle right now? That ain't too much out of his league. You know what I'm saying?
I think he could get in there with like a, and this is not to be disrespectful, but I'm just like, I'm trying to be more realistic about it. I think they need to jump in with like the Jerry West type dude. Like, and Jerry West is fire. Like, you, like, realistically,
right, right.
Realistically, he could get smoked by Jerry West. Like, realistically.
That's what I'm about
to
say. Like, you can lose to West.
Like,
but yeah, that's a good fight. Like, put Cassidy in there with Jerry West. And niggas would be like, what the fuck did Jerry West do to earn Cassidy, you know? See, and now that's when another part of the gang comes in where here comes this name shit and all this shit.
We talking straight
matchup.
Style and how you can improve.
Matchup.
Like, we're not trying to get the niggas smoked. Like, we're not trying to just have them get put out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know?
Let's see how he do on this level before we'll put him in there with a Av or a Rum Nitty
exactly.
or Danny Myers.
Exactly.
Don't put no motherfucking, like, real shit. Cassidy don't want to get in there with Mac Myron. Like, I don't think that'll work out well for Cassidy on some real shit, bro. And I'm not saying that because I battle Mac, but I just, even if I didn't battle Mac, I would have said the same shit because I know Mac be punching crazy, bro. And he's going back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back. Yeah. Can Cassidy even write those? that style.
That's why culture. That's why I said it's about like that format. I don't think he could do like you coming in. These dudes that's punching back to back to back, or somebody with a rapid flow like Kayshawn. Even when Kayshawn say something that's just okay, he coming right. with it back to back so fast that he gonna say something right. good soon. Like it's coming.
Eventually yeah. something's gonna hit. Right. Exactly. You're right.
So it doesn't make sense to jump in. That's why I wouldn't even say him versus. I wouldn't even tell him to jump in versus Young Cannon because Cannon is coming back Hell to back no. to back. It just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Cannon, hey, bro, he might not have that name, but if you look at me and Cannon battle,
that's fire.
Or
that's
any fire or battle. Any Cannon battle for that matter.
Yeah.
Cannon is another one of them dudes that's probably not as, you know, he don't got the name like that and this and that. He don't have the star power. But I know he not in it for that. I know he just trying to be nice. That mm-hmm. nigga will smoke a lot of niggas. You He'll put Cassidy in there with Young Cannon. Man, listen, Young Cannon will look at that as, nigga, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
And he will go crazy.
He'll wild out on him.
He'll wild out. I'm talking about from the first word.
And we're first not like cuz I know people going to hear this and say, "Oh, y'all saying this nigga's better than Goods." Like we're not saying that. We're saying styles make fights. And stylistically,
yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It don't make sense to jump in
let's
certain
get
waters.
That makes sense. Fact, bro. Think about this. Now I'm interested in a Lux battle. Because he's battling a verb. Now,
a writer, finally.
Finally. And I shit, bro, on fucking YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called For the Love of the Game, Perspective on Battle Rap by Danny Myers. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just look at that, I did that years ago. I said the nigga Lux, he has this mystique about him, and he's an excellent writer. He paved the way. He opened the doors. He was the one of the godfathers of actual pen game in battle rap. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I look at him as
that's
that.
That's a fact.
Nigga.
That's a whole fact.
He was the first nigga in battle rap that I said, this nigga writing is another level than the other niggas around him.
Right.
And it wasn't his fault. It wasn't mm-hmm. his fault that he just was ahead of his time and nigga, it wasn't nobody else like him. But now when you fast forward to this era, and then when you get the JCs and the Chillas and the O-Reds and the XLs and the Danny Myers and the Nitties, now you got niggas that can go in there and write with this nigga. Because
mm-hmm.
back then, I don't think it was nobody that could write with him. You had niggas that had other attributes. You had the Arsenals, the Goods, the K-Shines, the Tay Rocks, Party Arties, you know, Sirius Jones, Mooks. You know, they all had their own thing, but that nigga, just to keep it real, bro, they wasn't fucking with Lux. With that pen, with the punches, with the clever shit that he wrote, the double entendres, the intricate shit, the layer shit, they was not doing that. I'm sorry. They just don't write like that. And it wasn't nobody else but Lux at that time, so that's not his fault. So right. you look at his battle. He's battled Calico, street rapper, Moot, angle rapper. Mook do have punches and shit too. He can kind of do it all, but he's not a pure, like, pin. And so Lux, I think he started to add shit. So that's when he started bringing up angles. That's why you get the third round for Calico. He's bringing, because when you see him versus Young Miles, it was like clever punches, clever writing, clever writing, just dope rapping. He out rapped Young Miles. Miles choked. Lux became a legend in that gray hoodie. That was that.
Yep.
Now I didn't see that. I didn't see that gray hoodie Lux no more after that. That's a real fact. He, you know, we always talk about gray hoodie Lux. We only seen it one time. It might have been a fluke. It might not never happen again. So
it might have been a fluke.
Hey, I ain't seen it again.
You saw him in that gray hoodie on Flex.
I haven't seen. Oh, but look. But that was on the. But look, and I said that. Yo, he got. Now this is the Lux we want to see on.
Mm-hmm.
He brought that on a radio show, but not in. Why he didn't do that to Arsenal?
He lost, you know what I'm saying?
Like he lost to Arsenal. He lost to Arsenal, and I'm not a Lux hater. You know, Lux. Me and Lux talk. Like you know what I'm saying. He battled Hollow's what they call unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like a pin, and a Hollow pin ain't that crazy anyway. Just, you know, that's coming out of my mouth. I mean, if you hear this and feel away.
I'm not a Hollow guy, but I respect him. I respect him, but I'm not a Hollow guy.
Yeah, Hollow Pin, but that still was one of the greatest battles.
Still
ever.
A great like a battle. Amazing style battle.
Clash. Style clash, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That was amazing. I
and
love
I actually
that
think Hollow did some of his best writing in that battle. Like, he did some pretty good shit in that battle, too.
So he did.
He stepped it up. But he knew he had to, though.
My criticism was the same thing with Cassidy. I haven't seen y'all in there with another nigga with, like, even if he, like, the closest skill set to yours, like, the similar skill set, I haven't seen you battle another one of them niggas in your whole career. So I'm not going to give you the title of best writer ever. The way the fans was giving him, oh, Lux the greatest writer of all time. All these other niggas is his sons, and they can't come close to him. And I'm like, damn, but me and JC been doing some shit, like, consistently, month after month.
Yeah, and that's where I get to the point where, like, I respect Lux a lot, but it's like, is it really fair to compare, like, a JC done stood right in front of the other dope writers. Like, everybody in writer's block.
That's the fact.
You know what I mean? It's just like, is it fair to compare? Like, the body of work don't even.
Thank you. So when you see what happens is Lux has the mystique and he has the names to back it up. Like, nigga, I battled motherfucking Mook twice. Nigga, I battled Arsenal. He's got the names. But now it's like, all right, my nigga, what about the actual lyrical wars?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see you in no, you know, like, him and Hollow's the closest thing, I guess, is the, like, that's his standout battle for me, personally, is him and Hollow.
I think his third round versus Hollow is my favorite round since he's returned, like, that third versus
okay,
Hollow.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So, but like you said, JC had battled the other writers. Me myself, like I just told you, there's only, like, three niggas left on the planet.
Yeah,
that I haven't battled. I battled all the other respected pins and arguably won. If I didn't clearly win, it's a debatable. So I didn't never lose to none of them. I've been in the wars with all the other writers. Mm-hmm. I have not seen Lux battle not even one of them. Right. Not even one. Finally, he's doing it. And on top of that, he's doing a first ever role game. That motherfucking Jersey shit where he battled on UW.
Yeah, that shit at home, man. That shit all the same.
Nigga, you across the street, nigga. That's not no motherfucking role game. Now you in a role game where ain't no niggas ain't in there finna just ride your cock, bro. Like, ain't no niggas ain't doing none of that shit. They're not finna, oh my God, it's Lux. And anything he says, we're just gonna go crazy, even if we don't understand it. Mm. Like, nah, Houston is liable to fuck around and boo. If they not,
you ain't coming with it, yeah.
That's not for just Lux. That's for Verb too. Like, nigga,
facts,
y'all
Verb.
Niggas ain't coming with that shit. And you say some bullshit, we gonna boo. And I, it's fair. I like it. That's the type of pressure niggas need to be under.
Mm.
Niggas done got too comfortable where they like niggas is comfortable where they can just come in and just say whatever because they are so and so. I'm so and so. So I'm going to say this and this. Y'all gonna cheer for it. No. Niggas in Houston, niggas in Atlanta, it ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting no hometown love. You're not getting no sympathy cheers. You're not getting a pass. You know, that even go for the Houston niggas. That go for whoever on the car, nigga. They're not going for it. They pay $100-some fucking dollars to get in there to hear some shit that they can't say. If you saying shit that they can freestyle on their porch, why the fuck did they pay to come see you?
Mm.
So niggas is under pressure. And Lux, shout out to Lux for doing a pin game battle and a road game battle at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
And if
been
he can
waiting.
Win this battle, if he can get a clear win over Verb, then that's when we got to just kind of take our hat off and say, all right, what
we
more
respect.
Do you want from the nigga? Well, yeah, because now you can't keep pushing the finish line back.
Yeah.
You can't, every time you get to the finish line, you can't add something else.
Yeah. Now, but if Verb win this battle, there's no, I don't think there's any more conversations about no more GOAT talk, man.
Nah, as far as the GOAT, and they still ain't going to want to give it to
they
him.
They still ain't
going to want to
give it
know,
to him. I know they ain't.
I know they not, but I tell you this. For a nigga to say I have beat all the other Rushmore niggas,
mm-hmm.
like when you can say Diz, you can say Hollow,
Arsenal, Mook, Lux,
Arsenal, Mook, nigga, even the other niggas, Swave,
Hitman,
Cortez, Hitman, bro.
Surf.
You cannot argue with Red.
Oh,
you're
Red.
Not, I don't know. You're not gonna argue with that resume, bro. You can't say he's not the GOAT. And then they try to counterbalance it by well, he lost to fucking Gyms for money. He lost to Pat Stay in a judge battle. He choked versus so and so.
Only thing with that being like I was pissed when Verb lost to Gyms, by the way. But my thing is this though, like
I'm a
nigga got 60 battles. Like, do you really expect him to be 60 and like realistic? Like
right. That's a fact, bro. And yeah, oh, he lost the clip. Bad. He lost K-Shine. Bad. All right, cool. He took a couple beatdowns, but I will say this: he put himself in position to at least he put himself on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Now you put yourself on that battlefield, you might die any given time, myself included. I don't care if I'm battling No Name, Legend, Disaster, Franchise, Chef Trey. It don't matter who I battle. If I'm in that fucking field, I can die. It can happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to eat that, right?
Right.
Her put himself out there, and he lost, but he fought, though. He fought. So don't try to, like, take away GOAT status because he got some losses, because all them niggas got losses.
Right.
You know, Verb beat Mook. A lot of niggas gave it to Verb.
Verb beat Mook. He beat Mook.
Hollow got 30 down there about Matt Hoff, and that was y'all GOAT. Hollow was the GOAT, remember? Now he got 30. Clipson got beat. All the niggas have lost, bro.
Everybody.
So don't try to use that against Verb to say, well, no, because all the niggas, even Lux got 30, my niggas. So,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Give Verb his props if he wins this battle. Even if it's debatable. Even if it's debatable, I still have to go with that. Because Verb's just supposed to be this god missing that in third. If Verb just got to make it a dope-ass battle.
Yeah, if he make it a dope battle, he don't actually have to clearly win. If he make
he
it a dope back and forth, he solidifies.
Yeah, that's all we need.
That's all
it'll
he need.
Solidify both of them. Yep. It's a win for both of them if it's debatable. I don't think there's a loss. It like put it like this: if it's a debatable, mediocre battle where it's like they didn't live up to what, like they both could have did better. Like if it happens like that, then now it's like all right, we got a conversation for some other shit. But if it's a like a classic debatable, it helps both of them.
Mm-hmm. But Verb is always gonna be able to go back to the fact that you got 30 by Mook, and I clearly beat Mook.
I beat you.
And you had a debatable with Hollow. I beat Hollow. I clearly beat Diz. I clearly beat Arsenal. Those battles ain't even debatable.
Right.
So it's like that.
He lost to Arsenal. So he still would have the. If he could make it debatable with Lux, he still got the edge in other areas over Lux. Mm-hmm.
Now I got one bone to pick with you, Danny. I got a bone to pick with you, bro.
Let's go.
Me hearing your. First off, I know your shit, so, and I know why you said it, but I just don't like the fact that you did. Why'd you tell, and I'm Chicken Gang, and I'm not saying this, why'd you tell Chubby Jack that he could beat Hitman Holla and all these other niggas, man? Why would y'all say that?
Oh.
Yeah, why would you say that,
let
Danny?
Let me check
this out. Yeah, First of all,
I'm South Central, Chubby Jack, South Central.
Uh-huh.
I'm already gonna be biased, home team type of shit. Anyway, in a bar for bar lyrical rap contest, I done seen Chubby Jack get busy. If you heard Chubby Jack battle, if you seen one of his battles,
I heard him like versus him and Cortez. I was there. I was on the line for that.
That was fire. That was fire.
Uh-huh.
Niggas just like ain't talking about it. But that shit was crazy.
That shit
actually
was fire at the time. Yeah.
Chubby Jack, like Jack,
but you know this ain't that though. That's my problem. You know this ain't that. So why are you saying like you fronting right now, Danny?
Oh, hold on, but I was wrong. You didn't let me finish.
All right.
After watching Hitman versus Bill Collector, that was the Hitman I needed to see.
Bars.
And it reminded me that damn, this nigga Hitman really is like a legend. Cause I was always like on the fence about Hitman, kind of skeptical, like, oh, I don't know, he probably, like, it's all performance. But I realized he actually can rap. Like, the nigga got bars. He ain't like no, you know, like ultra level pen game nigga, but the nigga not losing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he not, he not losing. So if he, you know, which ones did he lose? I think he lost to Verb. Verb might have edged him out.
Lost a couple. I think Rex got him in the one rounder. He lost to Verb.
Okay. Did he lose Big to, T? Maybe Goods. He choked.
Yeah, he choked. He choked in the one rounder versus Goods, so he automatically had lost that.
Lost to Goods.
Him and Big T. I think I edged Big T in that. But that was a good, I mean, it was a good back and forth, though. So it ain't like he got smoked or nothing.
Overall,
he be winning back. Like,
showed me.
Since he been on that Wild and Out shit, and he came back, and clearly beat Suge to me. He beat Suge.
The nigga beat Suge.
He beat Shine.
The nigga beat K-Shine.
And T-Rock, clearly.
And T-Rock.
So it's like.
I don't, dog, you got, I don't even got a hat on, but I got to take the hat off for this nigga hit me. To come back and say, nigga, I beat Suge, Shine, and Rock.
And then just had a classic with Bill. Like.
Yeah, and still won that one. I still had him beating Bill too, but you know, it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But the nigga Hitman is a warrior. He's battle tested. You can't tell him shit. You can't tell him nothing.
But do you think that Chubby Jack could actually, Hitman aside, do you think that Jack could jump in and do this? And like jump in and like do, like, do you think he could jump in and do better than a
Hitman?
No, not even a Hitman. But do you think he could jump in and do better than a Jay Mills and a Cassidy debut? Like, out of everybody we've seen come back, we've seen Joe Budden come. We've seen Mr. Fab come in the game. Do you think he could come in and tread these waters and succeed?
I think he would do, I mean, just as well, or if not better than King Los. I think he would do just as well.
Okay.
Like, I think he, because he's battled, I mean, the niggas are real, he's a battler too, though. Like, that's something niggas don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? We knew his name way back in the day. Like, before the music shit, like, Chubby Jag, like, Jag was known as a battler. The nigga got bars. Now, can he get in front? Should Hitman be his first jump-in battle?
No,
I don't think so. Because you can fuck around and find out that it's other shit to this battle shit and get smoked. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to be honest with you.
I think he should go in there with some, you know, some talent. He could go in there with some niggas and get his feet wet.
I feel like, to be honest with you, I mean, I'd actually be pretty comfortable with him jumping in. Just because I know, for one, he could really write and rap. He got the aggression. I mean, I was there. I was on the line for the him and Cortez shit. So I know he understands the format. He's not removed to the point where he don't. Just hearing how he formatted his material alone versus Cortez lets me know that he has an idea of how this goes. Because I feel like the formatting is damn near more important than the bars in today's time. If you don't format it right, it don't matter what you saying. Like, it's not gonna work. And Jag is a, pause, he's a big nigga, dog. Like, he's a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, presence, like, he's got the visual. Yeah, like,
the visual.
There's a pause that needs to be, but I don't really, like, do the pause.
Yeah,
shit,
me neither.
He's a sizable nigga, like a twerk. Like a big nigga that has a presence.
Exactly. And that, the visual,
like,
means
it,
something.
It comes across more believable when he's saying he'll knock your ass out and flip you over a table and all this shit. It's the visual aspect of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's kind of what, like, is JC one of his crutches.
Yep.
Or I wouldn't say a crutch, but one of the things that
it is,
like,
though. It is a crutch, though.
He get in there with, like, he, as lyrical as he could be, he'll get in there with a nigga that's kind of more like alpha. So he get in there with a Geechee or T-Top. It always looks like JC's on defense.
Like, they barking on a kid. Like, it just,
like,
looked,
it's like they barking on him. Yeah. And he can't help that. He can't help that. He's a small guy. He's, you know, he can't help that. You know, but that shit does play a part visually,
mm-hmm,
to in some battles. And you look at JC and Twerk. Twerk literally was towering over this nigga, like, barking down on him.
And then they pointing over your head and all that, and you mad,
it
little.
It
just
looked
crazy.
Bro.
It looked crazy.
It looked crazy, bro. Like, I'm not that big of a nigga myself, but I'm a street nigga, and I know how to handle. Like, if you see me in there with Mac Myron, Mac's bigger than me. Pat Stay way bigger than me. Like, but it never at one point looked like nobody's little man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't never get little man, because you're not going to. I'm just not getting little man.
Right. You know, the only time you got little man by surprise when that nigga Suge went baseline and reverse tomahawked on your
head. Oh, my God.
Hey, Daddy, you went flying out of the whole frame of the picture, bro.
I flew like, out of the frame of the camera, my nigga.
That shit looked crazy.
Hey, nigga, if you watch the fucking video, I'm on the phone texting about how I'm like, yo, this battle crazy. I think I was on Twitter. Uh-huh. I'm texting like, yo, I'm looking down at the phone. I just felt this omega force. I don't know what the fuck I felt. I don't know what it was. It felt like a shotgun blast, nigga. It was shotgun shoot.
Oh man.
Dog, I just went flying, bro. Luckily, I held on to my phone and cracked the screen of my phone and dropped my shit. You feel me? I didn't know, because I didn't see it coming. Like, I could have braced for it or tried to move out the way. That nigga got me so scandalous, bro.
But it
was fun. It was fun. It was funny. I was laughing. The shit was funny, man. What can I do? I'm a good sport. Like, I'm not no emotional.
Geechee and them niggas got him back, though.
Nah, they got his ass, bro, and I knew it was coming. Cause me, Geechee, Nitty, we was in the hotel. They already told me like, yeah, we about to do this. I'm like, good, get that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I knew the get back was coming. That nigga should got me the fuck out of there, man.
That shit was crazy, man. But
whatever. I don't mind. It's fun to me. This shit
is entertainment, man. It was great entertainment for us, the fans, man. So that's what it's about.
The thing about me is I don't take nothing personal. I don't take nothing serious. So it is what it is. It's just fun. I get his ass back, though.
Yeah, the get back coming soon.
I don't know when.
It's coming.
I don't know when, but I'm going to catch him slipping.
You gonna have to get that battle with Old Red, man, and catch him front line.
Right. Yeah, me and Old Red definitely is getting lined up, man. So that's something where niggas be like, hey, Danny, look, bro. I'm gonna tell you, Danny, you my homie, my nigga.
That nigga's crazy.
I fuck with you. You got bars and all that shit, bro. But hey, that nigga Old Red dangerous, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I gotta keep it real. I'm keeping a hundo with you, my nigga. Old Red, dangerous, bro. And I always, just the battle rapper in me, just like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that nigga. That's the battle rapper in me. Like, don't tell me about no other nigga. Worry about what the fuck I'm about to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I want to battle a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
To settle this shit once and for all. Like, oh, Danny, Old Red smoke. Danny, Old Red smoke. Like, nigga, I ain't seen Old Red in as many lyrical wars as I've been in. I done been. Like, if ain't none of them niggas smoke me, what the fuck? Why is Old Red go? And don't you think with me knowing how dangerous Old Red is, don't you think that's just going to make me know that I got to go crazier?
Yeah, you got to come with it.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, bro.
Danny, do you think... wait, before I even let you go. Yo, do you... are there any talks? Like, are they going to do a traffic card this year? Are there any talks of, like, another event?
I heard there's traffic 4 and there's initiation 2. And, you know, those are coming. So
are we still going to get you and Twerk at some point?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing, man. Like, me and Twerk.
On one of those cards, on one of them.
Absolutely, man, because it just don't make sense. It don't make sense if you don't see that.
All right, well, bro, man, I appreciate your time, man. This was last minute. Man, I text Danny. I said, man, I just saw you and Matt go crazy. I got to get you on. He said, call now. I said, we did this right now, man. So, Danny, I appreciate you, man. Good luck versus Diz.
I appreciate you, bro.
Good luck versus Diz, man. Do your thing. You know, we're going to be tuned in. We're going to recap it and all that. And I appreciate you, bro.
I bet.